Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Locals in the County Mayo village of Brafey are calling for urgent consultation from government amid claims that the community has become divided through misinformation, rumours and fear since the arrival of 700 refugees and asylum seekers there. The local community council distanced itself from a meeting held locally last weekend, citing concerns that it would heighten local tensions. But today they've spoken out to Drive Time's John Cook, who joins us now live from Castlebar. So, John, you might tell us more about the situation there.
Yes, Sarah. Castlebar, like many towns, has welcomed many new arrivals in recent months, among them 824 Ukrainian refugees and 223 international protection applicants seeking asylum here from other countries. But out of this figure of 1,047 provided by Mayo County Council this week, it was confirmed that 700 live at one site, the Brafey Woods Hotel, close to the well-known sister property, the Brafey House Hotel, as well as its adjoining sports arena, which has also been repurposed as an accommodation facility for asylum seekers, while the main hotel, Brafey House, continues to trade as normal. These numbers have effectively doubled the population of the rural village that's become a suburb of the growing town of Castlebar, prompting local concerns about demands on services and the sudden arrival of so many new people into their community, which I visited today, meeting many Ukrainian parents crossing the busy road, dropping off their kids to school or preschool, most with little or no English. Some said they feared speaking out because of commentary they've seen online, but some locals gave me their views.
Personally speaking, very welcoming of the Ukrainian community. Just in recent times, quite fearful of the numbers coming in and what the knock-on effects might be for our local community going forward.
What about yourself?
The major fear is the people aren't vetted, we don't know where exactly everybody is coming from, the ratio of men to women and just security overall. Walking through the grounds of Brafey House, there seems to be a lot of gatherings of groups of men.
You mentioned that you're very welcoming to the Ukrainian community. We know there are, I think, 480 people from Ukraine in the Brafey Resort now, about 220 asylum seekers, international protection applicants from other countries. Are you saying you don't welcome them here in Brafey?
I'm not saying I don't welcome them. I'm just, we'd like a little bit of, I suppose, clarity as to how many are coming, how long they're going to be staying, things like that.
Jim O'Shea, Brafey. From my point of view, I don't see any issues here. I see those people walking to town from time to time, and I'm not aware of any particular problems in the neighbourhood. As of now, there seems to be a lack of information and there's kind of a vacuum created.
Are you worried about that? Because you mentioned this disquiet, that lack of information being filled by rumours and fears, some people say.
I'm not particularly worried, but I don't think it's particularly helpful either to have kind of innuendo and fears when there's no need for it really at the moment, as far as I can see. But at the same time, I think the community are entitled to know what's actually happening, you know.
Jim O'Shea, among other locals I met in Brafey there, they all told me they did not attend a controversial meeting in Castlebar at the weekend, which some local political representatives voiced concerns about the nature of comments and questions raised at that gathering. I've spoken to its organisers, who reject any claims of anti-refugee sentiment. They also vented their concerns at a meeting of Mayo County Council this week, which, according to the front page of the Mayo News, descended into chaos and catcalling. It was adjourned as a number of people were asked to stop interrupting the meeting of councillors and Gardaí were called. The local Brafey Community Council distanced itself from last weekend's meeting and said they would organise a local gathering once they had up-to-date information to share on numbers at the Brafey Resort. I spoke to Anto Heenahan of the Community Council about what he described as local divisions in their village, but also local resident Jerry Burke first, who told me about the welcoming community that he's lived in all his life.
From my perspective, my concern would be the well-being of those people and how they're being cared for. We've had our children in our house at Halloween, beautiful children. I spoke to one little boy from the Republic of Congo. He was a lovely little child, about 6 years of age. And I said to him, I said, how do you like it here in Brafey? And he said, it's beautiful. And I said, where you came from, what was it like? He said, it was terrible. He said, we're so happy to be here and we're safe. You know, it'll bring a tear to your eye.
My name is Anto Heenan from the Brafe community, part of the Brafe Community Council. As of now, there doesn't seem to be a big problem. But I don't know. I would hope going forward that the numbers will decrease rather than increase, because there is... There's that little bit. There is fear in the community. There's no question about it. There is fear in the community.
What's the fears? What are those fears?
The fear of the unknown. I think the biggest problem is it's lack of information. The nation's problems cannot be solved by Brafe community or by local communities across the country.
Don't we all have to help out in this crisis?
Absolutely. We all have to help out, and we will. We won't be found lacking in anything we do. But please, the government and the local councillors have to come out and give us the lead on this. They have to be on the ground. They have to say, this is how we do it. This is how we help. Don't be creating a vacuum and throwing the community councils under the bus. There is absolutely no structure whatsoever. And I think it's a disgrace that that is happening.
So that's what Anto Heenan in Brafe Community Council has to say. What about local political representatives, John? Have they got any more information on what's happening?
They're getting some answers, they say, Sarah, slowly though. And I found many national and local political representatives in Castlebar unavailable to speak to me today about these issues raised in Brafe. After many weeks of asking from community council representatives and local councillors and TDs, they were finally told in recent days that 700 is the total figure in the Brafe resort. Management there told RTE Radio they're at their limit in terms of what they can take for Ukrainians and international protection applicants. Of this 700, 480 are from Ukraine, 15% are male, all have families. 220 international protection applicants are there too, 17% male, all have families too, to quote the exact phrases used in this statement issued through the Community Council and made public this week. The same figures were conveyed by Mayo County Council to their elected representatives. But political representatives say they share the frustration of Brafe locals who feel left in the dark. Fine Gael councillor Ger Dear has warned the lack of consultation is pitching locals and refugees against each other, as he put it at a recent meeting. A recipe for disaster, he said, and a ticking time bomb. I asked Councillor Dear if he and his colleagues are getting answers from the government agencies responsible here.
Slowly we're getting them, but I think we're getting to a stage now where they realise they have to give us those. And we're not asking for more. People of Brafe are very genuine people, very inclusive. It's a fantastic area, community spirit. They want to help these people, but they need answers and they need... And the lack of information is people have serious concerns.
There's a recipe for disaster, you said, a time bomb at this week's meeting of Mayo County Council.
It could well happen that way, because when there's misinformation going out there because of not getting the right answers, you're going to have that. And it's only natural that there's going to be issues and people have concerns and false information, which is not helpful to the situation out there.
These plans are constantly evolving. More refugees, were told as well this week, will come to Mayo, whether it's Castlebar or other places. Yeah. What's the best way forward?
Yeah, look, these people don't want to be in this country. They'd rather be in their own country. They're going to be here for a considerable time, the way things are going. So we need to get the information. What services can we put in the likes of Brafe and every other community to help those people and to make it easier on everyone? Those poor people's welfare as well, and also the community's concerns. But we need the information. And then once we have the information, what services we need? There's an onus on government to do that.
OK, so that's what Fine Gael Councillor Ger Dear has to say. What's been the response from government on this, John?
I asked Minister Roderick O'Gorman's department for comment, Sarah. I got a statement this evening telling me that the emergency nature of the response required to the current accommodation shortage for international protection applicants and people fleeing the war in Ukraine means advance communications are not as early as they would like to be. The statement acknowledged difficulties for health and education services and local communities. The department pointed to the figures it issued in relation to Brafe this week through the local authority. It remains open to any further comments or concerns from locals in Brafe, the statement said. Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was asked about concerns in Brafe and other communities as well this week. Earlier in the week on RTE Radio 1's Today with Claire Byrne programme, he insisted there is engagement, there will be engagement and ongoing communications with these communities, but I'm afraid it's something many locals in Brafe denied, including Community Council Chairman Martin Reddington.
The Taoiseach means well, and I'm sure everybody does, but we are holding, with the pressure on communities, we cannot withstand that too much longer without other issues taking place, which would not be good for anybody. And, you know, and I think that there needs to be, what I would suggest to the government is that to get the appropriate authorities, whoever they may be, I mean, at our stage, we do not know who we're dealing with. We don't know whether we're dealing with IPAS. We don't know whether we're dealing with the Department of Children. We don't know who we're dealing with, the Department of Justice. The paymasters, I presume, are the Department of Finance. What I want ideally to do is for they to come together with us and give us in clear information, and that we will then communicate that through a meeting at some stage in the future with accurate information, and we'll facilitate such a meeting with the public here. That's what we want to do. And I'm absolutely confident then that the Brafe community, with all its generosity, will actually be able to work with everybody and bring it to a natural conclusion. And that's really what we do. There's no other reason, but leaving it the way it is at the moment, this vacuum, could make the situation much worse here.
Okay, that's what Martin Reddington of Brafe Community Council had to say, ending John Cook's report from County Mayo. Let us know what you think about all of that. 51551.